catch them in the pasture, run them in the pen, work them on the Sundays, do it all again. Race them in the sand, buck them in the mud, drip a cowboy's sweat, bleed a cowboy's blood.
I'm Zeke Thurston, 2016 World Champion Saddlebrock Rider, and you're watching the Peppert Stewart Show.
That is your fault that you're watching, not mine. You tuned in, you clicked it, or you either clicked it to view it, which never do that. Just go to it's available on every freaking podcasting place there is, because everybody and their grandma nowadays has a podcast, so you can find it there. And just listen to it while you're driving around. You don't have to watch it. Unless you're on DBTV and you're on Roku watching TV on Saturdays whenever it happens to pop up there at some point. I don't know when. I've looked for it. I don't see it. But it's supposed to be there. So check it out on the Roku. But yeah, the audio. Go to the audio. Also, if you're tuned into this random mess, shoot some emails. Send us some emails. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear or see or whatever, because I'm up for it. Whatever you guys want, we'll do it, because, you know, the old tried and true, what we started 10 years ago with this, it's a little different times now, and everybody's doing what we used to do in the old days, and, you know, it's just it's a whole different ball game today, so that's why things are different, and what you see is different, what you hear is different, and the opportunities you get to see this randomness are also different. We got a good show, or not, probably a terrible show, today. We're going to talk about music. We got some music today. No music guests today, but we're going to have some music videos for you, because there's a lot of controversy going on in the music world. Is it made-up controversy? Is it real? Are people just looking for something to complain about? That's what we're going to find out today. We're going to find out about that. Here in Texas, the north part of Texas, we need rain. We need rain real bad. I tried to mow the pasture, and man, it burned up. So I stopped mowing. So I'm just going to wait and see what happens. I've got some stuff that's going to happen. This weekend, we're going to a top secret location with a paranormal crew to do some paranormal investigations that I can't talk about until it's done. But we will have video footage and stuff of that for you guys. Then I'll also be traveling to Kentucky to do another overnight ghost exploration. So we'll talk about that later on. We got a couple of random odd stories for you, since you guys like those so much. Entertainment. We got a couple of trailers for you to check out. And then at some point, I'm probably going to ramble about dumb stuff to see who I can and cannot upset, because that's what people do. But in this time of the writer strike, SAG strike, whatever you want to call it, over in Hollywood, where they're trying to cut a lot of people out of work, including myself. I may talk about that. Talk a little bit about that also. What they're trying to do, and over there too. It's not just about writers. It's about writers. It's about a lot of other stuff too. That people that are involved in film and TV like myself. So I may touch on that with what I can without getting in trouble, because apparently you're not supposed to talk about, Fight Club, but I'm going to talk about Fight Club, because what are they going to do? So we got that. So speaking of movies, TV, 1923, if you guys want to catch up on stuff, you know, a lot of Yellowstone stuff is happening. Yellowstone is out there for you guys to watch on Paramount. There's also some DVDs in the mix, so take a gander at this and we'll tell you about it.
You'd be Mrs. Dutton.
I would.
Seems we're neighbors. I've acquired the Strafford Ranch.
Well, this is the Yellowstone, and you have no rights here.
Jacob, you can't start a range war.
Range war's already started.
How much land do you want?
I want the whole valley.
Either we take this fight to them, or it's coming to us.
Men kill quick, with a bullet or a noose, but your fight is with me, and I kill much slower.
This is absolutely wild.
You're a hunter. You're famous.
Tell the world what happens when they cross me.
Greed will be the thing that kills us all.
Ichiana Rainwater,
come with me.
You're no god, Jacob Dutton!
You attack my family, it's gonna be the last thing you ever do.
A Yellowstone origin story starring Academy Award winner Helen Mirren and Academy Award nominee Harrison Ford introduces a new generation of the Dutton family as they explore the early 20th century when pandemics, historic drought, the end of Prohibition, and the Great Depression all plague the Mountain West and the Duttons who call it home. This release features all 8 episodes of season 1 plus over 2 hours of special features, including an extended making-of featurette, a powerful exploration of Tiona Rainwater's harrowing journey, and an exclusive sit-down interview with video editor Chad Glaster. 1923, Yellowstone origin story, available now on DVD and Blu-ray. Get it. It's on Amazon. Amazon's got it. I got the link. If you go to pepperstewart.com or to one of the social media sites, you can click up. You can click away over there and get that DVD. Also, we're going to give some away. We're going to have this Yellowstone 1923 DVD. Season 1, we're going to give some of those away probably next episode or maybe on social media we'll do some. And then we've also got some Season 5, first part of Yellowstone, also to give away as well. So we'll maybe doing that. So that's what's happening. Yellowstone is everywhere. I know that the trailer for Bass Reeves finally came out. The trailer for that's come out, so that's going to be a good show that he's done. I got to mess around on one episode of that this go around, which was very interesting. It was raining and storming so bad that day. He's got that. He's also got another show coming out once they get to it called Landman, and that's going to be a pretty good show about the oil boom. I'll probably be doing stuff with that, too. I talked to them a couple weeks ago, and they're interested in doing some of that. So it'll be good stuff. What else do we got today? That's your TV stuff. Let's talk about music. Man, music. All right. Everybody's upset about music today. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just so hot outside. They're complaining. Everybody's got something to complain about. So there's 3 different songs by 3 different artists that are stirring the pot today, and I don't get it. So you've got this new guy, Oliver Anthony, just popped up out of nowhere with his red beard. He's got a song about rich men north of Richmond. Then you got old Tyler Childers, the Outlaw Country. He put a song out that everybody just loved it until they saw the video, and they're like, wait a minute, you what happened? And so I don't know about that. And then you also got Jason Aldean's song about, you know, that guy Jason Aldean who lives in a big town and wrote a song about a small town. Everybody got mad about that. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Is there nothing else to complain about? Or I mean, what is the deal? So anyway, I think it's funny. So what we're going to do today is we're going to tickle your eyeballs and ear holes with each one of these videos to make your own opinion of what you think. So throughout the day, we'll punch those up for you. Like I said, we need rain. Cow prices are good right now. I was watching an auction, and they were selling some 5 and 6 weight steers were bringing $3 a pound, $3. So I'm trying to see how many I can get to the sale barn right now. I guess we can do a music. I guess we should just blow everybody's eyes with music right now, and then we can talk about this other crap. So let's set the tone with the rich man north of Richmond and see why people are mad about this.
I've been selling my soul working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an whole no, but I know that you do, 'cause your dollar ain't shit and it's taxed to no end. Politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on and off in the heat and the obese milking welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet. Country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. People like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men know the rich men, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do. And then I don't think you know, but I know that you do, 'cause your dollar ain't shit and it's taxed to no end. 'Cause the rich men know the rich men. Selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
Okay, so that's it. That's song number one. We're gonna do three today. We got three of these we're gonna blind you with. So that song just come out, and it's got everybody stirred up now. And then all the because he mentioned about the politicians not worried about the kids, not taking care of kids, and the kids on the island, talking about, I guess, Epstein Island, and the taxes, which that's normal. That's what happens. So now all the welfare people are mad because he mentioned welfare, about the people just sit around and collect a check every month because they can, because the government allows it. But that's another story for another day. So everybody's upset about that. So I don't know. Whatever you think about that, you let me know. Send us an email. Send something. Tell us what you think, because I'm curious, because I've seen both sides of it. So I want to know. I want to know what your thoughts are. He's got a bunch of songs. He's got some other songs on TikTok. Now, he just blew up recently, and the song is all over the place. Everybody's using his sound in their TikToks and everything. But if you also look him up on TikTok, he's also wrote another song about giving his girlfriend's grandma an STD, or his girlfriend's grandma. I don't know, something about a grandma and an STD. I don't know, but it was weird. It was weird. I was like, man, you might have slow your roll a little bit before you start cranking out the weird tunes. Just, you know, ride this wave for a little bit before you got a STD grandma out there. It's somebody, the grandma has syphilis. That's what it says in the song. And he's got it. And I was like, what are you talking about? So I have to go back and find it again and listen to it. But, and I was like, what are you doing, man? Calm down with that. You know, don't burn up your 15 minutes too soon. You know, let your 15 minutes ride out a little bit. You know? Yeah. I mean, it's burnt. He's burnt. Granny's burnt. Golly, they got He's redheaded. He's redheaded. Got red hair or something. You got fire crotch all around. I mean, dang. Take a chill pill. All right. So we got more tunes. Before we throw another tune in your face, I want to talk about something else. We got the American Rodeo. We got the Greatest Horseman coming back again. I guess we could throw them at them. I just do them back to back. So the World's Greatest Horseman deal is usually the day before the American, and they're going to have Teton Ridge is taking the American over, and they're putting on a horse show on a big stage, which kind of exposes more people to other horse activity training, because I know it looks neat to take your horse out there and slide across the thing. I mean, that's fine and good, and you can make all these circles. But, we want to see some work happen. The people get on them horses and spin them circles like that. And I remember my uncle telling me a long time ago when I was little, and I was riding and trying to do that stuff. And I was like, how come the deal about the girl they hired for the Cowgirl channel, and then they found out who she really was, and they fired her, and then it got out on the internet, and everybody went nuts. So that's another story for another day. But the American Rodeo, they just released the dates for the American and the World's Greatest Horseman, and we'll let you take it. That's what I'm doing. Random stuff for random people. I mean, we're everywhere. We're here. We're there. We're there. I mean, everybody's staring, seeing what's happening. So, yeah, the American and the World's Greatest Horseman. Go check it out. I wanted to go last year to it. I should have went, but I didn't, because on a Friday, was it Friday night or Thursday night? I don't know what it was, but I had too much to do. I couldn't make it over there. Funny songs are best. Yeah, funny songs are good. Man, he's got that Dixon Dallas guy's got a hilarious song. I had to find it and play it. What was I doing? Oh, we're doing more controversial songs, because today is controversial song day. All right, so everybody's upset. They first got upset with Jason Aldean because he made a song about a small town. So the guy from the big town wrote a song about a small town, and everybody got mad. And then they didn't get mad. So the ones that got mad about it were not the ones that were intended to get mad about it. And the people that were supposed to be mad about it was like, oh, yeah, it makes sense. That makes sense. And so before we throw this in your face and let you watch it, I'm going to tell you a little story. Last year, or a year, maybe 2 years ago, let me think, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that. In Wolf City, Texas, small town, Wolf City, Texas, I don't know, about 20 minutes from me, 30 minutes from me, something like that. Wolf City, Texas, little bitty small town. They just got a dollar store a couple years ago. Small town, not even a stoplight, just stop sign. All right, so there was a cop. There was a white cop. He was a young white cop, and there was a black guy at a gas station. And some kind of altercation happened. The black guy was unarmed, and the white cop shot him, killed him. Well, this was amongst all the times when the BLM protests, not about the wild horses, about the other stuff, was going on. Not Bureau of Land Management. That's what I think of when I hear BLM. I think the Bureau of Land Management. Like, what are they protesting? The wild horses running off again? So that was in the midst of all that stuff happening. So they had a big protest in the town, and they made a big deal about, hey, we're going to have our peaceful protest, but don't bring none of that nonsense down here because we're not going to put up with it. And they had their protest. Nothing happened. None of the local stores got broke into. Then nothing got robbed. Nothing got looted. They had their peaceful protest. They got their point across. Everybody got everything situated. I think I seen the other day that the old boys headed to prison for shooting an unarmed man, which, I guess he got scared and he shot him, which, why would you do that? The guy's unarmed. Tase him. You got the small town story for you. So anyway, this small town song has got people upset, but then not upset. So I don't know. You watch it. You tell me. You let us know whether you're upset or not.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like, cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough, well try that in a small town, see how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that.
Farmers are dropping their own crops for the day. A friend is in need, and they've come to help.
It's what this community and a lot of our communities stand for. Somebody needs...
Okay, so there's that one. Boy, we are tearing it up on random music today. So anyway, I don't know. You guys tell me what you think. Is it ridiculous? What is happening? I know a lot of people are using the sound on their tickety-tock videos. So anyway, that guy is supposed to be from Georgia somewhere, Macon, Georgia. He's from a big town. They wrote a song about a small town. So I don't know. I don't listen to that type of music. You know, people think it's weird. They're like, you know, you have music guests on your show all the time, and you don't listen to music. I'm like, no, I don't. I listen to the music they play when they're here, but I'm not... I'm on the... on the road so much, going all the time, that I don't listen to music because you will hear the same song every 30 minutes. Every 30 minutes, you're going to hear the same song over and over. So that's why I don't. I listen to talk radio. Not talk radio like you guys think. I don't listen to the CNN and the Fox News talking heads. Not that kind of talk shows, guys. No political talk. I listen to... random talk shows like this. They talk about random stuff, right? Stupid stuff. That's what we do. Okay, let's get to the spook houses. All right, so this weekend I'm going to a top secret location. I can't tell you where I'm going until I'm there, because this is the first time this place has ever been paranormally investigated. Okay, it's in Texas. It's about 3 hours from me. Looking to get, you know, some more folks to check it out. So I'm gonna head up stuff, and then after we do that piece, I'm gonna be there with the Texas Paranormal. I think you gotta look them up, follow them, because I will be there this weekend. Probably doing some live stuff on their either the Facebook or the Instagram, doing the paranormal investigation. And then next month, I'll be going to Kentucky, to Louisville, Kentucky, and I will be headed over to do another all-night paranormal investigation over there at Waverly Hills Sanatorium. And it's supposed to be pretty haunted. Yeah, Waverly Hills Sanatorium. That place is Tudor Gothic architecture. It is on the National Register of Historic Places. Today, Waverly is visited by thousands of people each year in search of history, architecture, and the paranormal. They offer historical tours, paranormal tours, as well as both public and private investigations. We will be there doing a private investigation of the paranormal of Waverly Hills there in Louisville, Kentucky. So we'll be doing that. I'm probably going to stop on the way to Kentucky in Nashville. I've never been to Nashville, so I'm thinking about stopping in there for the night and just checking that place out and seeing what's there. I've never been to Nashville. I want to go look. I want to see what is going on in there. So Waverly, we got Waverly. Oh, the History, Haunts, and Legends. You got that flyer over there. We'll be over there in Jefferson, Texas, Saturday, November 4th, the History, Haunts, and Legends tour, selling books, telling stories. And then that night, they will, I haven't looked it up yet, but they normally open up four or five of the old, you go to each house for probably about an hour, and you get to do a little bit of investigating, paranormal investigating like that. And so we'll be out there for that in November. So, man, the ghosts are coming at me. Just not on me. Let's see what else we got here to talk about. Do we want to do another video, or we want to talk about the scapegoat? Somebody's got a scapegoat. Who's the scapegoat? There is a renewed search for goats on the University of Florida. So the University of Florida is renewing its search for some loose goats after the animals returned to campus and were seen climbing on rooftops. The group of goats were first seen wandering the Gainesville streets in July, and some of the animals were captured, but at least two managed to evade authorities. Those goats tried that in a small town, didn't they? The University of Florida tweeted a wanted poster that you're looking at now after the goats were spotted climbing on rooftops near Dickinson Hall. Not that we're having trouble catching them or anything, the school said. I bet they are. Anyone who spots the goats is being asked to call that number. There's no number there, but there's a number. Call the number of the campus. Tell them you found the goats. Not the ghost, the goats. You found the goats. We got the goats. Golf. Okay, let's do some golf stuff. We'll do that last video later. Let's do a last music video later. We've got some golf. Golf courses. Okay, I've been playing golf a little bit. I did two tournaments last year for the first time ever. I don't know how to keep score. I don't know how to do. I got another golf tournament coming up next month. Maybe two of them, I think. So, I don't know. I better get out there and practice hitting the ball. Maybe I can get a coyote to help me, because apparently Massachusetts, there's a coyote pup interrupted a game on a Massachusetts course. The group of golfers in Massachusetts found their game interrupted when a coyote pup trotted onto the course and started playing with their balls. Golf balls, guys, golf balls. What are you thinking? Dennis of Madeline captured a video when he and his friends were playing Sunday at Cedar Glen's golf course in Sagas and encountered the young coyote. The footage shows the young pup chase after the balls, pick it up with his mouth, and toss it around like a chew toy. Coyote pups have been known to turn up in unusual places in the past, and this young coyote was captured, dun-dun-dun, and taken to a rescue center. Why? In June, when it squeezed into a kennel to visit somebody's dogs, why didn't they just leave it? Just let the coyote play. I mean, look at him. He's just playing with the ball. He's having a good time. Just leave him out there. What did you go capture the dang coyote for? Leave him alone. Y'all are in his house. Y'all are playing golf in his house. Let him play. He ain't messing with you. So, yeah, the little coyote just playing away over there. Having a good time. Speaking of golf course, let's stay on golf courses. Let's stay on the golf course, guys. There was some ice found on a golf course. We don't know which presidential family was playing there, but some ice was found on a golf course. Let's investigate. Giant ice falls out of the sky and dents the golf course. Officials at the green course in Victoria, Australia, said a sizable divot left in the green was caused by a rude golf wasn't caused by a rude golfer, but rather a giant ball of ice that fell from the sky. Dylan Knight, the superintendent of the Belver Park Golf Club, said he was called to the fifth hole, 7 a.m. Tuesday. Reports of large chunks of ice littering the area onto the ground and exploded in smaller pieces and spread out about 160 feet. This ball come from an airplane. Came from an airplane. So could you imagine if you're out there playing golf, having a good time, and you get smashed in the head by a giant ball of ice? Giant ball of ice right there. I wonder which one of them guys got the ice cube stuck in their nose. Let's see. He said the ball left a dent 8 inches deep. That's some deep balls right there. They fell from the airplanes, which are known as megacryometer. I don't know, something weird. It's a weird name. It's a big ball of ice. I don't know why you're making up names for it. Just call it a big frozen ball. I know you could use a big frozen ball right now, and that's Tex. This is exceedingly rare for a piece of ice to actually hit anybody. But that's not to say that it hasn't happened. Man, I'm not. I got random topics I could get to. Talked about golf, I guess. I did that. Let's go ahead and burn the other video. This is another music video that's controversial right now. That's popping up everywhere. Everybody's all upset about. So we're gonna throw that one at you. You watch it. See what you think. The people really enjoyed the song. Then they saw the video and then they had a problem. So you check it out and see what your problem is or is not with this song.
I will wait for you till the sun turns into ashes and bows down to the moon. I will wait for you. It's a long, hard war, oh, but I can grin and bear it, 'cause I know what the hell I'm fighting for, and I will wait for you. We were never made to run. We were just meant to go long enough to find what we were chasing after. I believe I found it here in your love. I will stand my ground. I'm a bad man looking for takers. You're the finest thing around. so I will stand my ground. Cause it's cold out there, and you know some men search for ages for the love that I have found, so I will stand my ground. We were never made to run forever, we were just, honey, I will stand my ground. I will work for you till my hands are tired. Like a team of mutants, we were never made to run forever. We were just meant to go long enough to find what we were chasing after.
Videos we played for you guys today. What's your problems, guys? I don't understand it. I mean, I don't get it. I seen a bunch of people getting mad at this one. They really like the song Mr. Guitar, where somebody was like, oh no, he's done Bud Lighted himself and all this. I'm like, well, for what? They didn't do anything. Actually, you know, he's talking about what happens, you know, the story of, you know, back in 1950, things were a little different than they are now. Act of the old protection. No protection for them guys back then, whether they were in the coal mine, whether they were at their house, we don't know. So, I don't know, you tell me what your problem is with it. A lot of people are upset with it, and I seen somebody was like, well, did you ever listen to a Willie Nelson song about gay cowboys? Have you been to the rodeos and sporting events and jumping up and down when they're playing Queen? And do you not know who Freddie Mercury is? You don't know about that? I mean, come on, guys, quit. It's that selective outrage that Dave Chappelle talks about. Selective outrage. Everybody's got selective outrage. So I don't know, you know. People are dumb. So anyway, tell us, send us emails, whatever, social media messages. Tell us why you're upset, why you're not. We want to know. I'm just polling the people. Not like that video, but I'm just polling the people to see, you know, what your guys' thoughts are. So let us know. What else we want to go to? Oh, let's make people mad some more. There is a lot going on in the rodeo world that we are seeing a lot of, and a lot of complaints, and a lot of not practicing. Nobody's practicing anymore. So you got a whole generation of bull riders that are coming up nowadays that it's gonna go away. Bull riding's gonna go away because nobody can ride anymore. You've got a select handful of guys that actually can ride, that actually put in the effort, that actually work at it, that are competitive. And I think in my opinion, which don't mean much, is I think that social media, cell phones, and in the old days, we'd used to go to the practice pen back in the, I'm talking old days, 90s, which to me seemed like 10 years ago, but it wasn't. Back in the 90s, we'd go to a practice pen, would pay $20, $25, and you could get on however many bulls you wanted. And they were all level of bulls. You know, they had a pen full of bulls that they hauled for open bull riding. And so I would fight the entire practice, and then I would get on last and get on a couple because I was still halfway riding some. Not great, but I was doing, I was, you know, killing some time. So anyway, My point is, nobody's practicing. But also at that time, everybody didn't have a cell phone. If you had a camera, you had a big, huge VHS box that you carried around. And there were some people that did come out and film stuff, but nobody did. And at that time, kids could practice. You could go out there, you could get on all you want to. And at that time, in that practice pen, the guys that were out there putting in the work, getting it done, it showed. A couple of the guys that were there, Matt Austin, world champion. He's been a champion of many different associations, NFR and UPRA, high school road. He's won a lot of stuff. And where was he at? He was out there practicing and riding every time, all the time. Who else was out there? Jason Bennett. Jason Bennett was out there, PBR guy. There was a bunch of those guys that came out and they worked at it and they practiced. And these guys, man, the guys, they don't practice. They want to go out there and enter a rodeo, get one jump, two jumps slammed, and get a good picture. Take the girlfriend out there. Hey, look, I'm a bull rider. No, you're a bull. Get her on her. You're not a rider. And that's where we are today. And that's what you see everywhere. And then the other coin, if you flip it, the bull producers, they're also part of the problem. Because you got a lot of these guys that raise bulls can't get their bulls bucked. So they end up tricking some of these young guys into coming and getting on these bulls. And what you're doing is you're either hurting the guys or you're breaking their spirit and you're killing them off. So there's two sides of the coin is happening here. And it's from both ends, from the riders and it's from the contractors. So at some point, we've got to come to some kind of happy medium to where, you know, we can get this worked out. I know they've got a lot more dummy events, you know, bull dummy events, stuff like that, which kind of helps out some. But that's just where the sport of the bull riding is right now. And I'm going to flip another coin over to the bullfighters. There's the bullfighters I see on Facebook and most social media. I see the guy because in the old days, I'm going back to my old days again, when we went to the practice pen and we were working a practice pen, we suited up. We had our vest on. We had our knee pads, our shin guards, our football pant pads or hockey pants, whatever the guys wore. We had that on. And we would work up the practice pen and wear blue jeans and get out there and run around. I guess it looks cool to them, I guess. I don't know. You tell me. A lot of work in because that's where your guys are learning. You're going to be working your hang-ups. You're going to take your hookings. All that's going to happen in the practice pen. And if you get out there and you get ran over or take a good hooking and then you're laid up for a couple of weeks, then how are you competing? What are you going to do? You're going to go lay up because, well, I looked cool, had my jeans on and my vest, but I got slammed and bruised up my hip or this, that, or the other. I mean, come on. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I was talking to some bullfighters the other day about us, and I was like, I'm going to talk about it. He said, ah, man, you're talking about me. I said, yeah, well, I'm going to talk about it because I just want to know. I just want to know when it started, where the trend came from. And then I also see a lot of bullfighters that have no business being in the pen. A lot of that happening too because like I say, everybody's got a camera, everybody's filming it, and everybody's posting it. So, you know, put in your work, put your practice in, go work, go practice, man, get out there. If you're a bullfighter and you want to work and you want to get your work in, find these guys that have the bulls and the buckouts and get out there and work at it. And then another thing that I see that is a problem is these buckouts. I see these buckout videos on social media, and there'll be a bull riding, and there'll be 10 bullfighters out there running around like scatterbrain. What are you doing? What are you doing? What do you do? You get there and go, who all's here? Okay, he's here. I know him, whatever. And you go, all right, hey, me and you, we're going to go, and then me and him, we're going to go, and then rotate. Pair up, you know, pair up with the guys. Either pair up in doubles or pair up in threes, and then rotate out. Hey, you work two or three bulls. Hey, this team, that team, and rotate. Because what I see is something's happening, and then everybody wants to run in there, and everybody's in everybody else's way. So I don't know. This show is called Old Man Rant today. So that's what we're doing. We're ranting about everything. So I don't know. You guys are gonna be mad at me anyway, but that's fine with me. My other complaint: kill pen horses. Man, those guys will tug at your heartstrings to get your money, and I don't know. I seen I'm not throwing any names out there, but there is an actress out there who did do this and went and got on social media, fundraised, and went and bought a whole bunch of horses, a whole bunch of mares and colts and colts, and hauled them off wherever she's at, and then is on, you know, still needing donations and stuff like that. And rescuing horse, it's not what you think it is. A kill pen, your kill pen buyers and sellers are just horse traders. They're just trading horses. That's all they're doing. They're going to the sale and buying these thinner horses or these loose horses at these sales, and they're picking them up for $200, $300. They bring them to their place. They have no intentions of shipping them to Mexico or Canada, wherever, to have them packed. They have no intention of doing that. Their intention is they're going to bring the horse home. They're going to put it on their Facebook page for $600, $800, and then tell you, hey, if this horse don't get bought by next Friday, it's getting shipped. And then if you watch on those pages, as it gets closer to Friday and nobody's bought the horse yet, they'll say, oh, it's been bailed out. He's got one more week here, one more week if somebody wants to get it. And that's the game they play. And they're pulling at people's heartstrings and getting their money, and that's how it works. They've got colts on there. They're not packing colts. They're not going to pack a whole bunch of colts over there, the little weanlings, yearling colts. They're not packing that. They're not packing that stuff. So I know, or Shetlands and all that. So they're just selling them to you guys. There's one kill pen that posts, sometimes they go buy some papered horses and they put them on there for sale. And every now and then I'll see something, you know, that I like, and I'll, hey, what about this horse over here? And they'll send back, yeah, $4,500 or $6,500. I'm like, yeah, that horse ain't getting packed. They ain't packing those horses. So it's just another way to sell them without liability, which I mean, it makes money because you can go sell the horse and have no repercussions whatsoever. You can be like, hey, you bought this horse from here. If it's crazy, if it's nuts, whatever. And then on the other spectrum of your kill pens, I've bought horses from kill pens before. I bought them not because I was trying to rescue them and save their lives. As I found a horse I liked, I wanted, I bought it. And then, you know, sometimes you'll find out why they're in the kill pen. But it's just I don't know. It's one of them deals that things have changed over the years, and the packing plants in the United States have been closed. So now, instead of having your horses humanely put down in the U.S. and salvaging the meat, whether it went to homeless shelters or starving people, whatever, rescuing a horse, unless you've got the funds to do it and you can afford to pay for the horse and the upkeep, then do it. But don't run out there and go buy some horse for $400 or $500 because you think you're saving its life. You're not. You're not saving its life. And a lot of times you're making it worse because you don't have the money to take care of a horse, or you never had a horse, but you think you're doing a good deed, but you're not. So watch out for that. And then the other thing is about the kill pen and the packed horses and stuff like that. The way that I think of it is like this. This is the way that I explain it on horses that go to these places. Wayne Gacy, people like that. Okay, well, horse that's never going to change, it's going to get somebody hurt. And just like people in prison, you got guys that done bad things that are in prisons. And it's the same thing. They're not changing. They're not going to change. John Wayne Gacy is not going to change. Jeffrey Dahmer is not going to change. Same thing with some of these horses. Some of these horses are a danger to the people. And so putting them down and using them, you know, recycling them, as I like to say, recycle them, then you're not only helping the person that's probably going to get hurt messing with that horse, you're also going to feed some people. So I don't know. You guys can tell me what you think about that. Whether I'm on to something, or am I way off, or is a horse a fluffy puppy to you? I don't know. You guys let me know. I was going to talk about people in jail and assaults and stuff, but I ain't going to have time for that today. I'm not going to have time for that. I'll get to that next time. We'll talk about that stuff whenever you see the word sexual assault and somebody's got a sexual assault charge or something, what that really means, and dive into that and what's going on the internet with people and how they can get caught up in it. Just like John Kitna's, the former Dallas Cowboys quarterback, he got in trouble with some child porn. With some child porn. And you're thinking, oh, no, he had child porn. What is it? Well, if you dive into the story, see what's going on, then you're like, oh, this kid, he was a high school kid. He went to college. But now he's still got high school girls sending him pictures and stuff. And so when you send a picture, you're not 18. You send a picture of someone that is 18, bam, that's automatically labeled child porn. So when you hear child porn, you automatically think, dang, who's taking pictures of these little bitty kids? Well, there's different levels, but the name is the same. Just like sexual assault. Somebody can have sexual assault charges on them for having a, quote, consenting relationship with someone who lied about their age. Then when it comes out the person lied about their age, this one's a few years older than this one who claimed to be a few years older than he was. Well, then this person's labeled sexual assault. But when you see sexual assault on something, you automatically think rape. That's what I always thought. I was like, damn, I saw sexual assault. Somebody got raped, but it's not the case. So there's a lot of variables in there. Social media is making it very easy for people to lie about who they are and falsify stuff. And so we'll get into that maybe another time. What we are going to do, I was going to throw Bass Reeves at you. I'm not even going to do that. I'll save that for another day because it's still going to be a while before that comes out. There's a new show I started to watch called Heart of something like that, I think, is the vibe I get from it. I watched maybe the first 5 minutes of it. I hadn't turned it back on. I may finish it this weekend and see your questions, comments, and concerns. Go to the website, peppershow.com. Email us. Tell us what you think. Tell us how mad you are about what I said or what I didn't say or what you'd rather see, not say. You just tell me something. Just complain. Just send it.
You know what you signed up for. No friends. No relationships. What we do is too important. When governments fail, the only thing left is the charter.
The most highly trained agents.
It's a bigger operation.
No political leanings.
What's with all the speculation?
No national allegiances.
Time to make a statement.
Working together to keep peace in a turbulent world.
Time to free my mind of limitation.
How many in the welcome party?
6 of them.
Vanessa Majors, that's my form of reparations. They said you can't slide your treasure to the nation.
Hardly seems fair. She's developing a sense of humor.
Hey!
All right. The heart is what gives the charter its power.
We can crash a market or drop a plane out of the sky. If you own the heart, you own the world.
This is what I mean.
Jeff, I need your help.
This is what
starting
I mean.
Exit route.
We've been breached.
What's happening?
Our systems are offline. We've lost the heart.
And now you answer to me.
You're compromised. Don't know if you can be trusted.
I'm standing you down, Rachel.
I don't care.
We have no idea what they're capable of.
I need to shut it all down.
Showtime! Woo!
This is what I mean. Jump on the charge, Buffalo stars on my name and cherry. They want to see the Michael that they see on TV. You never ready.
You think you know everything, but the world is about to see the truth.
Heart or no heart, I'm coming for you.
Chance of success just plummeted.
Only because you've got no imagination.